Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and, you know, it kind of sucks that HBO wrapped up two of its big heavy hitters with Barry and Succession ending in the same day, but maybe that new show for the weekend will pick up some of the And with me, I have...
Hey, Weather! Don't fuck with my plans next time, you hear me?
And...
Live and now half fiber internet in his house. Which...
Woo!
which, what do you fucking know? I have that good shit in here.
We have technology.
And have experience in that. It's like, oh wow, this shit of my whole internet. Everything's faster now, and the best thing is the modem is not even in my room. Because that's like good, because I kind of didn't, because one thing I didn't like it in my room. Also, it, as it put in the middle of it, like in the middle room where every room gets to gets a signal, not just a weak ass, but like that works better.
Yeah. Maybe someday that kind of resolution will come to our house. It's kind of a complicated situation here where, like, At least in the house I'm in, the router can only be in one spot, and I just kind of happen to be on the exact opposite end of that.
Yeah, and in my case, even though there have been plans to develop fiber optic systems and wireless 5G internet signals all over the city where I live, I'm stuck with cable internet because nobody wants to develop it over here. I mean, it's still fine, but you know, if you show me greatness, I'm gonna want it.
God, ain't that the truth? I mean, come on, that's like one of those rare modern technological advancements that's actually looks cool as fuck, as opposed to whatever the fuck Apple is doing right now.
Even I can't defend that. I'm sorry.
What are they doing?
A $3,500 VR headset that looks like ski goggles.
Oh, that shit. Oh, that's right. Oh, that shit.
We live in the dumbest timeline.
They are.
Yeah.
They better put a 401 on that shit.
Nope.
No. We got a notepad of that. I refuse to believe that someone could be real like Kirito is. No. I reject this premise.
I reject reality and substitute my own.
Yeah, the fuck with that.
Anyway, here we are. Episode 311. Hashtag investigate 311. Look, it's fitting. Eric Andre just came back for season 6, so... I actually need to catch that. I got home late last night, so I couldn't, But, yeah, how's everyone's past couple of weeks been?
Well, for me, I had some plans on Memorial Day weekend here in the city. I was gonna go to the NASCAR races, because I haven't done that in almost 15 years. But then, something happened. A nor'easter happened!
Huh.
Imagine living where I live. At the end of May, it's 55 degrees and raining. Not fun. Like, so, yeah, my plans for that whole weekend just sort of fell through. Fortunately, I didn't lose too much money. I only lost $120 on the whole weekend. It's fine. I can make that back. It's no big deal. So, it was just back to normal after 10 days of work. I got 5 days off, which I needed because I was a zombie. A very stressed out zombie. And, since then, things have been getting back into the normal swing of things. Went and saw Spider-Verse last weekend. It was a very, very, very good time. There are good people all around. And, I decided to check out that new HBO show, The Idol, and...
oh, boy.
For what it's worth, it was about as sleazy and hyper idealized and sexualized as I was expecting it to be. That being said, it's just fine. And I don't think HBO or A24 or The Weeknd or any of these people involved want it to be fine, you know? They want success. They don't want just fine.
Yeah, like, how do I put this? The fact that this had to follow both Barry and Succession ending, like, maybe if one of those shows ended and this one just kind of slotted in, that would be fine, but, like, to put this in, like, anime terms, this would be like if Shonen Jump finally loses, like, both My Hero Academia and One Piece, and then the substitute is, I don't know, fucking Bone Collection 2. That metaphor makes sense to me, I guess. I don't know. Maybe for the manga weebs in the audience here, that'll make sense.
So I guess I'll be following this as it airs, and if things get wild, I'll talk about it, but really the only wild thing that happened so far is a scene of Lily Rose Depp giving herself autoerotic asphyxiation.
Ah, yes. Hey. Or as Theo Hornsby Jr. of Taint calls it, jackhang.
I need to catch up on World of Crackers as well.
Speaking of Succession type stuff, that show is very good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, this has been both good and bad, but I'm going to just get through the bad right now. So, a couple of days ago, I had a flat tire. When I was getting off work. And part of me thought, hey, maybe I should try and jack it on my own, because I do got a jack in my car. Which I realized, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I feel like if maybe I could put some air in it, maybe it'd be fine, but then I realized that tire was beyond fucked. Like, I figured maybe I could do that, maybe I could try to salvage to see what it did, but it didn't do anything. So I had to call a tow. So I had to call a tow. I was parked outside of a Lowe's because they had a free air pump. Because I have no money. And, well, I mean, they managed to, you know, change the tire, put the spare on. It did cost me $85, even though at the time I didn't have money because I was dead broke. So they said, so it's on pending, meaning hopefully it'll get paid eventually, which, okay, they agree to that. Which, yeah. I basically did get a new tire. The tire the following day, $100 for it, which at first I didn't want it because I don't like borrowing money from parents because I don't know, I just don't like, you know, being a guy to be like always going to my mom for that shit. But I took it. I mean, I still got a pair back. I mean, I am going to pair back, but yeah, it's been sort of a nerve wracking couple of days for me. I've just been either just depressed, seeing how I feel like I can't do shit. I feel like, man, I can't even do the simple thing as fucking jack up a car, which, I mean, it's not as easy as it looks because, I mean, I know I've practiced before when I was young, but I sort of forgot about that shit. But, yeah, that day I was putting all sorts of down. I just, most of them, I'm honest, I end up kind of crying back the way home, feeling kind of useless and all that shit. And that's how it was.
Yeah, starting to sound like it's probably a good thing we took a week off, because just seems like a lot of shit's happening for everyone.
Yeah, good thing we had the week off because a bunch of shit happening, but I will say. Hopefully, once I get the receipt of the tow, I can use it for insurance purposes. I can get do some insurance to, you know, reimbursement. So at least that might happen. But, and of course, like I said, the good, of course, you know, doing it came, it's working well, which I'm glad it did that. And hopefully, and tomorrow I do get paid. Hopefully, I can, you know, just relax in death tomorrow, so I can just relax, see Spider-Verse, and all be good with the world.
Spider-Verse does the soul good.
And but another thing, if you can't jack a car up, don't be ashamed that you don't know how. Most people don't know how.
I certainly don't.
Neither do I.
You're not alone. That sounds crazy, but yeah, we get it. Although I will add one small good thing that happened like last week. Oh, hey, the Grim Nintendo is coming to Blu-ray. Yes, another Netflix show I can actually own or try to own.
Hey,
nice.
Now, y'all can get Beastars out the way. That'll be great.
Please.
Also, Witch Academia and that other trucker show on Netflix. Yeah, that too. But yeah,
free them from Netflix jail. Anyway, as for me, well, I saw the other comic book superhero movie that, you know, came out earlier in the summer, Guardians Volume 3, which, this is probably where I check out of the MCU as a whole, only for the reason that I really don't think they'll be able to make anything that hits that hard again. That's just my opinion, of course. I may have cried a few times. And, earlier, I had an annoying experience as well, because last night, when I was driving home from band practice late at night, the low tire pressure message on, like, the dash of my car started going off. And of course, I was like, I should probably look at that in the morning. I'm fucking tired. This is what I get for playing metal drums at, like, 9 p.m. on a Sunday night before I have to go into work the next day.
Damn.
And then I get to work today, I see that I must have hit something because the tire was deflating. And I actually found that I guess I must have hit a nail or something at some point. Because I saw something sticking out of the tire that definitely looked like it wasn't supposed to be there.
That's happened to me a couple times too.
Yeah.
At the very least, there was someone at my job who surprisingly actually had like an air, you know, one of those tire pressure air things that was able to refill and kind of get things working enough so that I could actually get home. But yeah, that's something I gotta look into fixing at some point. Hopefully there's like a discount tire in the area or something. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Aside from, I finally beat the Resident Evil 4 remake, and I only died just shy of 70 times. I think that's progress. Maybe. Anyway, very good shit. Maybe now I can finally get around to that Tears of the Kingdom thing. You know, because all the kids are still... Is everybody still crucifying Koroks, or have they moved on to other things?
I think they're just moving on to playing, like, Tony Hawk stuff in the game by fusing things. I'm not sure how it works, but I hear it's a good time.
Nice. But, yeah, that pretty much about does it for the intro formality. So now we're going to move on to... It's pretty much just a song discussion week. So, as always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, mark your calendars, put some new tunes in your playlist, all that fun stuff. So, starting right at the top here, we got about another week and a half until the album Bright New Disease comes out, this being the collaboration between Japanese sludge drone metalers Boris and the American noise band Uniform. We have another single to talk about here called Not Surprise, and this one's a bit on the slower end of things. It's got this very dingy, you know, droning sludge to it with, like, the sparse drums letting, like, the toms and ride cymbals ring out amidst the buzzy, feedback-heavy guitars, the loud, screeching vocals from the Uniform side of things, mixed in with the more creepier side with the very haunting vocals from Boris's side of things. It's very doomy and sludgy as fuck. It is a mood, as the kids these days would probably say. I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Such heavy, very doom, much spoopy, and all that other stuff. That's about as much as I can muster up for this. Like, it has the guy's head in a cage. Like, there's not much I can add to that.
No, there is not. But moving on to the next track here, to an album that's actually coming out this Friday. So, Godflesh are coming back after however many years it's been since their last studio album, with the new album Purge, which promises to be a throwback to the, you know, 90s glory days that put them on the map as the pioneers of industrial metal that they're known to be. So we have the second song released from the album, Landlord. And what gets me about the song right away is that, yeah, it's got the expected Godflesh-isms, the repetitious discordant guitar chords, the background hissing of steam and the banging of steel pipes. And, well, you know, the percussion kind of has like that very, very synthetic repetitious tone to it. What gets me here is that the pattern has kind of a bit more of a dancier tone to it than normal, almost kind of vaguely like drum and bass or Prodigy, something along those lines. It's more of a bit peppier than normal, even as it's very dark, dingy, and just altogether cold and mechanical and such. I gotta dig it.
Yep, it's heavy, it's abrasive, it's got a hypnotic industrial beat to it and groove to it. Yep, it's Godflesh. You know what to expect, you're gonna get it. Thumbs up.
Yeah, chef's kiss. And now, moving on to the next track here, we have yet another single from Little Dragon in anticipation of their upcoming July 7th release, Slugs of Love, which is still a really concerning album name. It just feels weird to say, like I'm gonna cough up something when I say it. But yeah, it's like that. Like I'm gonna get hit with fucking Weather Report Stand or something. God, I want to rewatch some Stone Ocean now. But anyway, Mark, want to tell us what's going on with this new song?
All right. Anyway, the single we got there is called Gold. And I say it's the kind of almost prototypical like stuff you would hear from Little Dragon. Like, I mean, like it's like this guy, this group work is very groovy, but kind of ominous. Well, not like ominous dark, but kind of like slightly ominous tones going for it. Because we got this slightly ominous but kind of groovy beat going for it, which okay, it's kind of flowing well. It also got, and of course, you got a use of you know, singing, which of course is always you know is always good to me. And of course, the way it builds like it's kind of like basically what I usually hear from Little Dragon single, which is all good, right? It's a very good joint. Like I would like, I would definitely say that. I want to say something at least like this one's slightly up there. Like maybe I want to say second favorite single that rollout. But yeah, this all good and shit. Like I can go with this.
Mm-hmm. Not much else to add to that on my end. So, we're gonna move on to the next track here. So, once upon a time, back in the magical period when the Adult Swim singles program was still a thing, rest in peace.
I miss it so much.
I know, right? It's just, it was always such a great thing to anticipate. It's like, now what am I supposed to do with my Wednesdays? But, anyway, there was a time, I think it was a few years ago, when they had released a song that introduced us to a hyperdub producer by the name of Lorraine James. And we bring them up now because they've announced a new album coming out September 22nd called Gentle Confrontation. And we have the lead single here, 2003. Wow, that was unexpected. 2003, damn. Which was 20 fucking years ago. Holy shit. God, remember 2003, the magical period before Resident Evil 4 ever existed, when the newest Final Fantasy game was 10, and there was only one Kingdom Hearts game.
Remember when in the summer Bad Boys 2 was about to come out?
Michael Bay's magnum opus. But yeah, getting back on track with the song itself, the production here is pretty damn good, I think. It has this really great, like, choppy crystalline synth mixing in with kind of like choppy vocal samples and such. Kind of feels like Daniel Lopatin adjacent in a sense. Just kind of like it's being cobbled together from a bunch of like old archived recordings into something kind of beautiful and pretty. It's a very nice bedrock for a lot of the really great lush vocals that we get on the track as well. I don't have much else to expand on this. It's just pretty good stuff. Mwah.
Yeah, you know, now you mentioned Hyperdub, considering like, well, she's mentioned Hyperdub in a ghost film. I did this there, you know, that Hyperstim thing they did a few years back. And I was like, this is something that I do feel like some folks on the camera do. And yeah, it's something that you would feel like somewhat what OPM would do. But yeah, this is really interesting. Like, okay, yeah, this is also a choppy, which I can definitely go for. Which, yeah, I'm liking this shit. But yeah, good stuff.
Hear, hear. Now, moving on to the next track. A while ago, there was the unfortunate news that the other members of the band Fever 333, the ones that weren't vocalist Jason Butler, had split from the group in what sounded like very acrimonious circumstances. I'm still not entirely sure what those were in the full details, but it did not sound like it was a very agreeable situation. But, of course, that left things up in the air as far as the band's future fate, because they had still been scheduled to play a whole bunch of festivals going into 2023, including having recently appeared at that Sick New World thing, if I recall correctly. But, yeah, they did play that festival, and just to show that that wasn't like a one-off fluke, they've actually finally released a new single. It's called Swing. Swing being, you know, spelled with a money sign instead of the S. And we actually have word of what the new lineup actually is right now. The most notable addition being that the band has now expanded to a four-piece group. So on guitar, we have Brandon Davis now. On the bass, we have someone named April Kay, who, at least according to one of the online pieces I was reading, is some sort of extremely virally popular bassist on the internet. I have to look up her stuff at some point. And drumming duties here fall now on Thomas Pridgen, who is credited with playing with the likes of the Mars Volta, Thundercat, and even the hardcore punk band Trash Talk. So, interesting. Now, as for this new song here, I'll say, lyrically speaking, the general vibe hasn't changed much. As you could probably guess from the title, the song is basically, you know, Jason Butler taking a swing and pushing back against, you know, the capitalistic powers that seek to subjugate all us working class schmoes and all that shit. And it definitely rings with as much attitude as you would expect from him, like, vocally and all that. But musically, I gotta be honest, I'm not even entirely sure where I fall on this. Like, yeah, instrumentally, everyone does pretty well. They have, like, the musical bravado to match Jason's energy. There's a pretty solid groove to the drums, the D2 guitars. It just has, like, that big sound to it. But, like, I don't know. It kind of feels like it's leaning into some nu metal cliches that, like, I don't personally like. Like, there's a lot of really corny synth hooks. And there's some really just, like, hilariously, honestly, kind of humorously bad vocal bits. Like, honestly, the way he kind of delivers the chorus, and there's also some other parts in there that's just like, this shit is really corny, and like, I'm not sure how to feel about this.
Well, it's a very simple track with some very overt in-your-face ferocity to it, and for much as this group, or Jason and company, has been dealing with all of their issues, it's pretty fine to hear some new material again. I'll save further judgment for when more comes out. Let's just take this as a momentary outlier for the time being, and just let's see what comes next.
Maybe there'll be news of an album down the pipeline, and we'll see what the big picture of this looks like then. But speaking of big pictures, actually, I'm not sure how that's entirely related, but anyway, so next song. In a couple weeks, about a week and a half or so, we're going to have the newest studio album from the band Queens of the Stone Age, titled In Time's New Roman. We have single number 2 from the album here, which is another vague attempt at a clever, you know, portmanteau, turn of phrase type thing. The song is called Carnivoyer. Get it? It's some kind of a pun, I'm sure. Anyway, the song itself kind of has this very steady kind of stomp to its tempo. The guitars definitely have that Queens tone for sure, with a lot of those very quirky, like, production effects for the leads. And to kind of, I guess, lean into this sort of carnival motif, which I guess is where the carnival part comes in, there's a lot of these, like, you know, very dramatic strings in the background that kind of feels like, almost kind of like you're listening to a Queens of the Stone Age show being played in, like, a ballroom or something, and you have, like, them trying to compete with, like, the band and everything like that. And to its credit, it's got more of an identity to it than the first single we got, but I'm not entirely sure I'm feeling the direction so far. I don't know. I'm still gonna listen to the album anyway, because, like, I feel obligated to as someone who really liked Queens back in the day, but man, I'm not that excited, weirdly. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting, like, a Tom Waits and Chris Isaac-styled slow jam here. It's just, I mean, it's fine, I guess. That's all I can say. It's just, it's fine. That's as best as I can do. It's fine.
Yeah. But moving on to a one-off track that we got here, So, brief tangent, there's a guy that sometimes used to come up on my For You page on TikTok who did a lot of shit posts that were basically just riffing on the collaborative efforts of Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. I thought those videos were very funny. And I bet he must be in a pretty good mood right now, because we have another collaborative track here from Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. It's called The Hillbillies. Top of the morning to you, hillbillies. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. And I'm not sure if this leads to anything bigger, like, I don't know, any other possible releases between the two of them in the future. And I will say this, though, as far as, like, my own thoughts, that this might be one of the best instrumentals I've heard between the two of them in a while. Like, it is a very nice sound with a lot of that great, it's got, like, those modern trap isms, but it also just has really great use of, like, melodies and the vocals and all that. It's just, really gets you going when you listen to it.
Yeah, apparently what I heard, it might be, like, some Jersey Club type of shit, or at least what I heard from it. And apparently, they sample Bone Iver?
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, what? Huh. Dead.
Well, then.
That guy, yeah, I'm like, okay, how are you gonna do a similar thing? That's just kind of weird, but okay, then again, yeah, I see what they're doing. Yeah, they're like, this got a good, like, good beat to it. They almost feel like a JPEG Mafia sample or track. Which, yeah.
And I'm just here enjoying the 90s camcorder style video here, complete with shoddy special effects, fisheye lens, and a very subtle advertisement for that festival Tyler, the Creator, is putting on at Dodger Stadium in November.
Oh, God, yeah, he still does that.
Yep.
Speaking of 90s, I like the part where he says, I'm immersed in my PlayStation. Baby Keem understands me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and apparently, according to Genius, when we want to read it, said, upon release, found no similarities between Baby Keem's flow on the track and Drake's flow on, which some say it might be a diss, because Drake can't be considering, well, you got that, and also, yeah, Tyler, the Creator, who, well, you know, basically, you know, promoted his Camp Partner, which he got booed off in 2019, in case somebody remembers that, which, I mean, I don't know, I mean, maybe, I don't know if people are just, you know, just, I don't know, just going or reaching, but I don't know. Just, they said it, not me.
And moving on to the next track here. So, Speaking of artists that were featured on Adult Swim singles, Once Upon a Time in 2015, to be precise, the singles program for that year put out a remix of a song called Eye of the Needle, originally recorded by Sia back in the days when that name didn't completely make the entire room groan in agony.
Ugh.
Oh.
But the point here is that that remix was my introduction to recording artist Big Freedia, who hails from New Orleans and is a notable figure in the hip-hop subgenre called Bounce. Now, to my knowledge, they've only ever released one studio album, all the way back in 2014, but they sporadically dropped a handful of EPs in the interim, and of course a whole bunch of mixtapes as well. But this past week or so, we got the announcement that Big Freedia has a new album in the pipeline due to come out June 23rd. The project is called Central City, and it'll feature guest appearances from the likes of Kamea, Lil Wayne, Ciara, and a handful of others. So, yeah, the self-professed Queen of Bounce, first album in, like, almost a decade. Got it. I remember that year, too. That was, like, the first year I really started paying attention to Adult Swim singles. That was an interesting time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think they've already had, like, a single out already, but with this, you know, album announcement, we have a new single called Bigfoot, and I see we are kicking off with My One Weakness, which is loud brass instrumentation over top hip-hop beats. And goddamn, that beat is fucking big with a capital damn. I guess I see why they call it Bigfoot, because this shit is fucking stomping on everything. Like, goddamn. Literally, even in the chorus, like, fucking stomping on these bitches and shit. And that flow from Freedy has got that very savage bite to things. Like, this is some real hype shit. This is how you get someone in the mood to fucking go hard as shit.
Yeah, if I can twist the ad there, like, this definitely is some hype shit. Like, yeah, I can definitely see, yeah, I can definitely see that shit. Yeah, the hype is fuck.
Some good fucking food. Yeah. Nothing but the best from New Orleans.
Yep.
And now we move on to the final song of discussion for this week. So, we seem to be in an interesting period of a peak summer cinema, both on the more experimental prestige side of things, but even also in the blockbuster realm of things. After all, like I said, Marvel Studios dropped what's probably going to be their last big peak, in my opinion, with Guardians Volume 3. Spider-Verse is already here to blow the first one out of the water and completely capture the national consciousness with that good animation and them good spider peoples. And next month, July 21st, we are going to get the cinematic equivalent of that one week in 2020 when Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing both dropped on the same day. As that day will be the cinematic release of Christopher Nolan's biopic of John Robert Oppenheimer. And of course, the true peak of cinematic excellence, Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig. Peak fiction, people. You can't see it, but I'm pinching my fingers and doing like the Italian hands thing, because you need to know.
Yep, it's... Yeah, and so if you know, it's like, you know, Cedric's been good, it's been, you know, popping lately, considering, you know, Spider-Verse with Metro Boomin doing his thing. And now it's time to focus on Barbie, because when you heard shit about Oppenheimer doing this soundtrack, unless that meme was real. But for you, we have to put, say, Travis Scott on the poster of the, on that fake ass poster, on that, like,
okay. I like the idea of Christopher Nolan having to act like he knows Travis Scott's music. Wait, did he ever put Travis Scott in a soundtrack? I don't know.
He did. He did on Tenet. He did a song for Tenet. So anyway, so Barbie, they announced the soundtrack will be coming the same day. With the features coming from, of course, people like I.M., Taylor Collar, Tracy X, Lizzo, Pink Panthers, Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. But this time we got a single from the one and only Dua Lipa. What's the front? Oh, she has appeared on Funk and Solutions with Acid Bronson. I didn't know soon to be until I saw it.
Hmm. Interesting. So, yeah, getting into the soundtrack. So, yeah, Dua Lipa, as well as a whole bunch of other people confirmed here, like Tame Impala, Haim, Lizzo, Charlie XCX, Ice Spice, who is someone that the internet keeps telling me I need to know for some reason, even though I fucking refuse to learn. You can't make me. Stop it. I'm gonna slap the phone out of your hand if you try to tell me who she is. Sorry, I just get really annoyed by things like this. It's like when Unholy became the big new song on TikTok. Just no. Bam. So, yeah, Dua Lipa, who, she's got a song in the soundtrack called Dance the Night. And, I mean, for as much preamble as we put, the actual song itself is fine. I mean, it's definitely one of the Dua Lipa songs of all time. Still got that modernized disco throwback style you expect from her. Honestly, to the point where it kind of sounds like a duplicate of, like, Levitating. Except with maybe a little bit more disco. But otherwise, it's just, it is a Dua Lipa song, all right? Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, it is a soundtrack pop song. I gotta be honest, I'm a little underwhelmed here. I was expecting a little something more than just, you know, the bass line.
This is a pretty standard pop soundtrack song, which, okay, it's there. And I was gonna mention this. The second producer of this is Mark Ronson, that kind of explains some things. Which, I mean, okay. Produced by him, Andrew Wyatt, and the Picard brothers.
Huh. Well then. So
yeah.
Yeah, not much else to add. We'll see what happens with Oppenheimer, if anything happens.
Travis Scott do the soundtrack, Oppenheimer.
Anyway, now with that out of the way, we just have to talk about the last little bit here, which is, of course, the new album releases for the week of June 9th, 2023. Starting at the top, as previously mentioned, we have the newest album from Godflesh with Purge. We have the brand new self-titled EP from the group Glass Casket. From Extreme, we have their new album fittingly titled Six. From the band Scar Symmetry, there's The Singularity, Phase 2, Xenotaph, produced by Monolith Soft. From Christine and the Queens, we have their new album, Paranoia Angels True Love. And, from Janelle Monae, we have her new album, The Age of Pleasure. Ooh. So now it is time to, clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, I just sort of stick around and talk about whatever I feel like, because, hey, not E3 is happening this weekend. It's going to be something.
Yeah. Mark, what about you?
As usual, on Twitter at MattHavenMedia. On Twitter, because I don't know, because shit happens. And also my site, MattHavenOneDoubleWorks.com, where, I did do something way, I think a couple weeks ago. A review of an anime called Gun Sword, or I say Gun X Sword, but that sounds stupid. But yeah, it's a show that has that word X in there.
Yeah. Gotta love anime naming conventions. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me robert@surrealresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. New video stuff usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us, the site, on Twitter, @SurrealReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, SuperResolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. And of course, be sure to jump into our Discord server, as that'll be the best place to be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the site. So that'll about do it for this week. We'll of course be back next week with more weekly business, and hopefully around that time as well, the album roundup for the month of May 2023. So stay tuned for that, and until next time, holy shit, I can't believe the next Final Fantasy VII remake is gonna have fucking story and stages!